Welcome to Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher. I'm Bob Davis, and this program is on the air live right now to discuss any personal issue or situation you may find yourself in and to answer your Bible questions. This is Basic Gospel. Hear it, believe it, live it. What's going on in your life? Let's talk it through and see if we can be of help. You can get through right now at 1-800-677-9377. Write down the number, friends, toll free, 1-800-677-9377. And don't wait, call right now. Well, Bob, to everyone listening, happy Friday. We hope you've had an enjoyable and reflective Independence Day holiday.
Well, yes, indeed. Yesterday was a special day, and I hope all Americans celebrated the freedom that we have as United States citizens. That's quite a privilege, and it's quite a statement to be able to say that we are a free people. But even more so, it's a privilege to say that we are free in Christ. And there's so much out there that is trying to put us in bondage. And we experience it day in and day out with the temptations of the world, with peer pressure, with emotional bondage, with religious bondage, and all of these sorts of things. And yet Christ has laid down truth, truth that becomes a foundation for freedom that we can experience regardless of the situations that are going on around us. And that is just an exciting thing to know. I was thinking about Paul and Peter in Galatians chapter 2. You know, Paul had this confrontation with Peter, and the reason is because Peter bowed down to peer pressure. Some folks came in who were spying out the believers' liberties and, you know, saying, if you really want to be a Christian, you have to follow these Jewish customs. And, you know, Peter was eating with the Gentiles, and then he sees these folks showing up, and he doesn't know what to do. And so he disengages from the Gentiles and goes and eats with the Jews because of fear. He was scared to death. Well, this truth that we have in Christ is to free us from that fear, free us from that peer pressure, free us from having to give in to the opinions and the pressures of others. And we just need to understand the freedom that we have and the confidence that we have in Christ so that we really can stand and experience this freedom to the full.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about that on today's broadcast, 1-800-677-9377.
And the lines are wide open right now, so if you have a question, something you'd like to discuss on this or some other topic, well, we invite you to come on and be a part of this edition of Basic Gospel. Toll free, 1-800-677-9377. That's available right now. Let's go to New York City. Talk to Gil, listening on WMCA. Hi, Gil. Welcome to Basic Gospel.
Hi. How are you guys?
Great. Good to hear from you.
Oh, same here. I'm just so glad to get on the air. I want to ask a question about in relation to Ephesians chapter 2, if I could just share those verses. By the way, I'm also blind, too. I read the Bible in Braille, praise the Lord. And Ephesians chapter 2 says, "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, lest anyone should boast." And then Titus 3:5 says that, "Not by righteous things that we have done, but by the regeneration and the renewal of the Holy Spirit," or the Holy Ghost. I have a friend of mine who used to take very, very good care of me in the church, young person, very accomplished musician, very talented, and I was so excited when they came to know the Lord as their personal Lord and Savior. And I know that you guys believe that once saved, always saved, and I pretty much believe that myself since I've been saved through your ministry back in 92. They kind of like left the Lord, and they developed like mental illness, and the doctor was just telling them that, you know, that they need to stay away from religion or whatever. And I'm just wondering how, as a person, because most of the people in the church kind of haven't even called to see how they're doing, how can I handle that without oppressing them or depressing them or driving them crazy, so to speak, you know, and reaching them? Because they're still very good friends with me, and they trust me and everything. And the person's only 27 years old, and I'm like 47, and they used to take very, very good care of me in the church.
Well, Gil, you know, when psychologists or when folks say you need to stay away from religion, that may be a good statement. I mean, religion is not necessarily a good thing. What we need is truth.
Right.
And Jesus Christ is the author of truth. All truth is bound up in him. And truth sets us free.
Right.
And so, you know, religion, that can put us back into bondage.
Exactly.
The rules and it's just like what I was talking about with Peter and Paul and their great confrontation.
Right.
How Peter kind of strayed away from what was true.
Yes.
And he put himself in bondage to the opinions of those false brethren. And
right.
And fear crept in. Well, that's religion for you. That's what religion leads to. But truth leads to freedom. And we can talk about truth in a way that is relevant. We can talk about truth in a way that really transcends, you know, our situations. We can talk about truth in a way that really gets down to the very crux of what life is all about. So I would not be afraid to talk to them about what you know to be true, what this gospel message is, because I guarantee you it is the good news that they need to hear. It is the very answer to the questions they're asking. It is the very thing that's going to meet the deepest needs of their heart. So don't be afraid to just talk about Jesus, to talk about truth, and let truth do what only truth can do, and that set people free.
Yes, they knew the scriptures, they knew the gospel and everything, you know, better than me. But now they kind of like slipped away and they haven't come to church and, you know, they're not using their musical abilities for the Lord now. They're kind of doing it in a secular world, I guess, per se. But I'm just so grateful to the Lord that they still trust me and they can talk to me. But, right, you're right about not being afraid. I just, you know, because they have, like, bipolar and some other issues. So I'm just wondering, you know, how careful should I be? I shouldn't be careful at all, right? Because I know 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind," and everything like that. But I just ask you guys to pray for me because I don't want to do anything that's going to make them not want me to, you know, them to talk to me anymore because of that.
Right. Well, we'll certainly pray for you, and you be praying for those guys. And
It's a woman.
Okay. Well, you be praying for her. And that the Lord would open up her eyes to see truth, because truth is a foundation that you need to build your life upon. Without that, you're just on sinking sand. And that's where, you know, that's where a lot of mental illnesses get exacerbated is when, you know, we're looking to solve those through worldly means. But when we can come back to truth, we can see some things start happening in a very, very positive way.
Thank you. I got saved listening to Bob George in 92, and I asked Jesus to come into my life, and I didn't know how to read well. But
that is fantastic, Gil.
Yes.
That is such a wonderful story, Gil, and we're glad
that
you.
And I miss Bob George. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well. He had a stroke a number of years ago. And,
I didn't know that. I found out.
Has been sidelined. So, but thank you for sharing that. And we're so glad that this ministry was there at your time of need way back in 1992. We're glad to be back in New York City. And thank you for calling.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, let me put you on hold, and we'll send you just a gift just to say thanks for staying connected with us. And,
okay, I'll
God
stay on
bless
hold.
You.
I appreciate it.
Okay.
Thanks,
God bless you, Gil.
Well, Gil is on hold, and our operator will be picking him up. And if you have something you'd like to discuss, we'd love to hear from you. That toll-free number available right now. The lines are wide open at 1-800-677-9377. If you have some question regarding your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, if you're struggling with some issue in your life, whatever the circumstance might be, this is a good opportunity for you to dial through right now. We'd love to talk with you about it and talk it through. 1-800-677-9377. That's toll-free all across the country and in Canada. This is Basic Gospel. Bob Davis with Bob Christopher. And Bob had a question from Herb. He says, whenever the subject of God's forgiveness of sin comes up, that he will remember our sins no more, that all sins have been forgiven, there comes the question, how does God deal with our sins as far as the here and now? He's obviously aware of them and seeks to rectify them post the cross, not in a salvation way, but in a way that helps the injured ones and society. I mean, God settled the sin issue at the cross, but surely he's still dealing with sin as it goes on today. What about this?
Well, that is a great question. God doesn't deal with it on the basis of punishment. That's what he did at the cross. He put all the sins upon Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ died in our place. So justice has been carried out as far as our sins are concerned. Now there's this issue of how do we live? What does this Christian life look like? And when we sin today, we're missing the mark of God's love. God has called us to walk by faith and to have that faith be expressed in love, not only to God, but toward others. And so when we sin, we miss that mark. And the light of God's Spirit shines upon that, and we see it for what it is. And then we trust the Lord to teach us how to walk by faith in those types of situations moving forward, so that love can flow out of us instead of our own selfishness and our own things like that. So it's not that, God's Spirit, the light of who he is, doesn't shine brightly on our sins. And it's not that we don't see those sins for what they are. And it's not that we don't agree with God in regards to those sins. I think confession of sin, agreeing with God concerning sin, is natural as breathing for the believer. But we also agree with God that the blood of Christ has already dealt with it. The blood of Christ has taken that away. And now we trust God's Spirit to teach us how to love just as Christ has loved us. How to abide in Christ so that love can flow through us. Yeah. And if there's a need to go and be reconciled, if there's a need to make restitution, I think we trust God's Spirit to lead us to do those things. I think it's the most wonderful thing in the world to be able to say, hey, I blew it, to another person, and to say, I'm sorry, and please forgive me, to that person. I've had that opportunity with my own kids to say, I've blown it as a parent. You know, I did something that I shouldn't have done, and it hurt you, and I'm sorry that I hurt you. And it strengthens the relationship in such a powerful way. So I think that's how, God deals with us. He wants to just get us right back on the track of walking by faith in him so that we can express that faith and love to others.
Absolutely. Well, thanks, Bob, for that explanation. Let's go to Kathleen in Brooklyn, New York, listening on WMCA. Hi, Kathleen. Welcome. You're on the air.
Yes, hi. I have a question, please. I have a friend of mine. She, they're Catholic, and so, of course, I'm Christian as well, but I'm a born-again Christian, and there's things that they do that I don't agree with, like, respectfully calling a priest father, which I'm not comfortable with that because I have a father, earthly father, and I have a heavenly father in heaven. And so that's an issue. Or, saying, I don't know if I could say this, like Hail Marys. And, I don't do that as well. So I don't know that if they say that and they hear me not saying it, if they will feel disrespected. Is there any way you could help me with that question?
Well, Kathleen, that's a wonderful question. And it's how do we deal with others that don't have exactly the same belief system? When they have traditions and rituals that they follow that aren't prescribed by the Bible. You're not going to see anything in the Bible that says to pray the rosary or to say Hail Marys or any of those sort of things. You will see in the Bible that you're not supposed to call anyone father. So the fact that they do is going against what the Word of God has to say, but they have their traditions.
Yes.
And that's where, people have to come to a point and say traditions don't save us. Traditions don't sustain us in our day-to-day lives. It is the love of God. It is the grace of God that has been extended to us in Christ Jesus. And so what I would do in those situations is just simply say, well, that's not part of my belief system. And let's talk about what we do have in common. And they're gonna tell you that they believe that Jesus is God, that Jesus is God in human flesh. They're gonna tell you that Jesus Christ died on the cross, And when they do, ask questions. What does that mean to you? Does that mean that he's taken away all your sins? Does that mean that he's provided a way for you to be forgiven? What does that mean to you? Have conversations about that and see if you can surface some things as far as their real belief system. And when you do, then you can say, well, what does the Word of God have to say about those things? Are you willing to really listen to what the Bible has to say?
Exactly.
And it could be a great conversation.
Mm-hmm. One more question, please. They believe in statues. Now, I had asked a priest respectfully one time, why do we have statues? I mean, the Bible says that we're not supposed to have any idols made of stone, wood. They have eyes they don't see, and lips they don't speak, and ears they don't hear. Why do you bow down before them? That is the Word of God. That's what God says. And so I asked the priest, why is the whole church full of them? Which always made me nervous, and I guess God was just telling me from the very beginning, this is not what I want. And somehow I knew it. And but anyway, he just said, well, it's just, you know, kind of to remind us. And, you know, the answer wasn't exactly clear. It didn't make sense to me, but I didn't go any further with it because that was the final answer. So I don't know what to do on that one as well, because I, you know, this is something that we don't do. And am I right that that's exactly what the Bible says? No idols.
Yeah, that's exactly correct. Idolatry is really, you know, a powerful root of all sin. And it's something that, you know, God spoke about in the first commandment. And certainly we see it all through the New Testament. But when we walk by faith in Jesus Christ, when we abide in him, we are worshiping the one true God, which we're called to do. As far as statues and that sort of thing, you know, what we're to truly remember is the work of Christ. That's why we have, you know, water baptism. It's a reminder of what Christ has done for us through his death, burial, and resurrection, that we've been joined to him in his death, burial, and resurrection. It's why we do the Lord's Supper, because every time we do, we proclaim the death of Christ. Until he comes, we remember what Christ has accomplished for us, and that we, you know, abide together as a body of believers tied together by this new covenant that we live in. So there's things in the Word of God that, you know, tell us what we're to remember. And the whole issue of this is what is our standard for truth? Are we going to allow the Word of God to be authoritative in our lives? Are we going to add to that and add traditions? Are we going to add other writings? And I think we're safest when we stick to what the Word of God has to say.
Yes. Amen. Right.
This well, Kathleen.
Exactly. Yes, I really appreciate your time. And
well, you're more than welcome. Great helpful. Great to hear from you today, and you call again, okay?
Thanks, Kathleen. Bye-bye. Bob, I want to let our listeners know that we have a wonderful, wonderful resource. It's called Gateway to Grace, a 6-message series complete with study guide that peels away all the phony, boring religious stuff that masquerades as Christianity. It's a rich, rich biblical content, and really opens the door so that you can experience the reality of God's love and grace. And for any gift during Independence Month here at Basic Gospel, we'll send you this excellent resource. And all you need to do to get it is go online to basicgospel.net. That's basicgospel.net, or you can call 1-800-727-2828 and speak with Billy, our customer service representative, and you can place your request for Gateway to Grace. Again, that's 1-800-727-2828, yours this month for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel. This is Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher. I'm Bob Davis, and we're going to go to Louisville, Kentucky, and talk to Mary Jo, listening on WFIA. Hi, Mary Jo. Welcome to Basic Gospel.
Hello again, and I hope y'all had a happy 4th.
Well, thank you. Hope you did, too.
Okay. This is something that troubles me, and I was hoping the girl would come back and let me tell her so it would be I could do better in my mind, but I'll try it. I flew out west trying to meet Clint Eastwood, and it was okay. I didn't get to meet him. And then I picked up this magazine, and it said, I know, Clint is losing his hump. And I didn't know what hump meant, but my mind assumed that it meant that he didn't have what it took to make it anymore in this world. And I thought that was terrible. So I wrote the magazine back, and I said, no, P, that Premier was the name of the magazine. And I said, he'll always have Hump.
Well, Mary Jo, I'm not equipped to answer that. I have no earthly idea what they were trying to say and what that article was intending to convey as far as Clint Eastwood is concerned. And really, that's not what this program is about. Let me put you on hold and see if we can help you off air. Okay, Mary Jo?
Okay.
Thanks for your call. Sure, nice to hear from you again.
Yes, indeed. Let's go talk to Paul, listening in Middletown, New Jersey on WMCA. Hi, Paul. Welcome to Basic Gospel.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing great, Paul. Nice to hear from you.
Nice seeing you guys on the radio. God bless you for what you're doing.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Here's why I called. It was a person that called previously. She said she was blind, and she had a friend in church that was had mental illness.
Correct.
And basically, she said, I guess they were bipolar or something. I just wanted to speak to that for a moment because I had a brother that was bipolar for years. And, I mean, look, if you only know him to see what he went through, it was horrible. And partially it had to do with him getting involved with different religions. But to make a long story short, God totally healed him of that condition where he's not on medication. And it's all due to the glory of God, man. He prayed, and we grew up in church, and he strayed away from that. And Satan would try to draw you away from God any way he can, even by using different type of religion. But the thing is, there is hope for people who are in a condition of mental illness that, you know, God still heals, no matter what
condition is. Yeah. And Paul, it gets back to truth. Truth is what sets people free. And the truth that God loves you, the truth that God has taken away your sins, the truth that God has raised you up to walk in the newness of life, truth sets us free. And when we really understand what truth is, we start to experience that freedom in our day-to-day lives, even with mental illness, when mental illness is involved. And when I was talking to Gil earlier about, the folks saying stay away from religion, I think, you know, what you're mentioning here, Paul, is exactly what we were talking about. The folks who sometimes suffer mental illness, they have all of these religious visions and ideas that aren't based in truth. They're out there. And people need to be brought back to what the Word of God has to say. But, Paul, thanks for sharing a great testimony about your brother, and praise God for that. That is fantastic.
Well, thank you, man. God be praised.
Indeed. And for what he's done and for what he's done in your brother's life, that's just fantastic. And so thanks for sharing that on today's broadcast.
Absolutely. Well, Bob, we have several calls remaining on the line. And for those of you who are holding, if you'd like to hold over, we will start up again in about 7 minutes. If you want to hold the line, we'd love to address your question in just a very, very short while. But as we close this particular broadcast, friends, your support keeps Basic Gospel on the air, bringing liberating truth to the airwaves and online every day. And to express our appreciation, as I said earlier, for your generous gift this month, and to commemorate Independence Day month in America, we'll send you this new 6-CD series called Gateway to Grace, A New Covenant Journey to Faith and Freedom. If you're tired of phony, boring religion, if you're tired of looking for something different and real and really not finding it, if you're tired of going through the motions, well, you can experience freedom, and Gateway to Grace can point you in the right direction. Gateway to Grace, yours this month for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel. Request yours online when you visit basicgospel.net. That's basicgospel.net, or you can call 1-800-727-2828 and make your gift and request your Gateway to Grace series. That's 1-800-727-2828. Now for Bob and Richard and all the staff at Basic Gospel, this is Bob Davis inviting you to join us again on Monday for another edition of Basic Gospel. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.